This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. On that day, every soul will find whatever he has done of goodness present. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. And whatever he has done of evil, تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. He will wish that he will place a very large distance between him and those deeds, those evil deeds. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you about himself. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy going with the servants. If we will reach a point when we will be wishing that we have placed a great distance between us, or we can place a great distance between us and that which we have done of evil, then why not place that distance today? When you want to do something evil, then keep a distance between you and it. Run away from it. Why? Because there'll come a day when you will want to run, but you won't be able to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. This is why he warns us at the end of the ayah and even gives us hope. He says, and he warns you. Allah warns you about himself. Meaning, he is severe in punishment, but at the same time, وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy going with the worshippers. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us not forget the first part of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the person will find whatever goodness they have done present, even if they may have forgotten that goodness. So you may have forgotten that you did a good deed, you gave some money to a beggar, or you helped someone out, or you performed your salah correctly at a certain point in your life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have encompassed it, yet they would have forgotten it, meaning we would have forgotten it at some point in our lives. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with goodness and to help us and enable us to engage in more goodness and to keep away from the evil. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.